This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives today. In the first leg of his visit, he will hold discussions with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Prime Minister Modi will also interact with business leaders of both the countries.
This visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance. The India-UK partnership was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2021 and since then has seen regular high-level political exchanges, and both sides remain committed to taking this partnership to even higher levels.
Talking to Akashvani News, India's High Commissioner to UK, Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy, said that the upcoming visit will be beneficial for both countries. Mr. Doraiswamy said an agreement on free trade will have a positive impact on both economies, calling it an ambitious document. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister will undertake a state visit to Maldives from 25th to 26th July on the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu. Foreign Secretary said that Prime Minister will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the Independence Day of Maldives on 26th of July. India has extended the ban on Pakistani aircraft from entering the domestic airspace till 23rd August. This was informed by the Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, saying notice to airmen restricting Pakistani aircraft from entering Indian airspace has been officially extended until 23rd August 2025. He said this extension reflects continued strategic considerations and is in line with prevailing security protocols. The Indian Air Force is set to carry out a major military exercise in Rajasthan, covering areas from Barmer to Jodhpur. The region witnessed Pakistani drone and missile intrusions during Operation Sindoor, where Pakistan launched several drone attacks targeting Rajasthan's Barmer, Jaisalmer, Bikaner and Sri Ganganagar districts. News just in. Globally acclaimed theatre personality Ratan Theyam has passed away today after battling illness for a few days. He was 77 years. Ratan Theyam is known for his direction in the internally acclaimed dramas like Chakra Bhuha, Uttar Priyadarshi, He Nung Shibi Prithvi, Chinglon Mapan Tampak Ama. He was honoured with Fringe First Award in the Edinburgh International Festival 1987 for his play Chakra Bhuha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Lokmanya Tilak on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, Lokmanya Tilak was a pioneering leader who played a vital role in kindling the spirit of India's freedom movement with unwavering conviction. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid tribute to Chandrasekhar Azad on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that Mr. Azad epitomized unparalleled valor and grit. The Prime Minister underscored that Mr. Azad's role in India's quest for freedom is deeply valued and motivates our youth to stand up for what is just with courage and conviction. Today is National Broadcasting Day. On this day in 1927, the first ever radio broadcast in the country went on air from Bombay Station under the Indian Broadcasting Company. On the 8th of June 1936, the Indian Broadcasting Service became All India Radio. In 1956, their name Akashvani was adopted for the national broadcaster. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a long-awaited trade agreement with Japan. As part of the deal, U.S. importers will pay 15% reciprocal tariffs on Japanese goods exported to the United States. In a thrilling conclusion to the three-match women's one-day international cricket series, India defeated England by 13 runs in the final game at Chesterley Street last night, sealing the series 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.